When you think about a toy and playtime, usually it's something you imagine having to ride, push, or move a game piece on. How about a toy that moves through your mind power? Yeah, really, my next guest is here to introduce you to a new toy that also turns science fiction into reality and makes you ask, what in the world could possibly come next from this technology? Even if you're not a Star Wars geek, I think this is a must-have toy for Christmas and even beyond that. It's called the Force Trainer 2, and here with the details is a veteran himself of sci-fi film technology, as well as host of the Travel Channel's Thrill Factor, Tori Belleci. Good morning, Tori.
Morning. It's kind of hard to believe to think of a toy controlled by your mind, right?
Well, you know what? I mean, this is Star Wars tie-in, but I thought back. There was an episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation where the plot was this game where all the characters put the headpiece on, and the gist was the so-called game was a mind entrapment from some evil force. And the game was you were supposed to move these objects around through your mind power. So it's like, you know, Gene Roddenberry, once again, was ahead of his time, it looks like.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, and this game, you know, when they first told me about it, they're like, you the way you play it is by concentration. You use your mind. And I was like, how does this thing work? So I played around with it. And the way it works is you wear this headset, and it's reading your brainwave. So it's based on real science. And as you're concentrating, you're creating more of these beta brainwaves, and then it sends a Bluetooth signal to a iPad or a tablet where you download the app. And so the app creates these holograms, and as you concentrate, you can actually move these holograms. I mean, it sounds like science fiction, but it's actually real.
And the website to learn more about this game, too, is StarWarsScience.com, StarWarsScience.com. And, you know, this is fun. It's amazing. It's a little creepy, too, when you think about it. You know, as far as the hookup, I mean, you described the overview. It's not something intrusive. I mean, people hear this stuff and they think, well, are there electrodes going into my brain now? What's this all about?
Exactly. It's all based on, you know, brainwave activity technology, you know, like an EEG. And, you know, you see it in the military, you see it in the medical field, and now you see it in toys. And, you know, Uncle Milton, a toy company that I've teamed up with, they have a whole line of these toys that get kids excited about science through imagination and play. So, you know, these aren't just mind-numbing toys. These are, you know, very smart toys that are going to get kids excited about science.
Well, I'm thinking, too, I mean, toys are supposed to be fun, but if someone is recovering from a concussion, for example, or some sort of brain injury or even a learning disability, this sounds like something that could actually be a brain workout, in a manner of speaking.
God, you know what? I didn't even think of that. That is actually a really good idea because you're absolutely right. It's all about concentration. With this toy, you put this headset on. It's all about the more you concentrate, the more these brain waves will pick up. And it was funny. I saw a room full of adults playing it, and they were all fighting over who was going to get to go next. So I think the biggest issue is if you do buy this for your kid, you're never going to let them play it.
Yeah, the kids will be fighting you for the toy. Put that toy down, Mom, Dad, because I want to play it now instead of the other way around.
Play with my toy yet.
Talking with Tori Belleci about something really amazing, the Force Trainer 2. It's a game that operates through brain power. You learn more about it at StarWarsScience.com. And more about the Uncle Milton Toy Company at theobviousunclemilton.com. And Tori's at ToriBelleci.com. Tori's also the host of Travel Channel's Thrill Factor, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. What is needed for the person who buys the Force Trainer 2? What do they need to have? A tablet, I guess, is really the foundation of what you have to supply.
The thing you need to supply is the tablet. You get a free download of the app from the store, and then you hook up the headpiece to that, and then you're ready to battle. And the cool thing is, you know, if you are a Star Wars fan or you have kids that are Star Wars fans, this is the ultimate fantasy. You have Yoda, the Master Jedi, taking you through these levels, training you up from Padawan to become a Master Jedi. I mean, when I saw that movie when I was a kid, all I wanted to be was a Jedi. And so this really lets kids live out that fantasy.
And unlike other computer games or video games or smartphone games, whatever the case may be, there's always a point where you got this. You've done it. You know how it works. You've got it figured out. You broke the code, whatever the case may be. This game sounds like there's so many potential variables, and the challenges are stricter, too, because you might have to develop a greater sense of focus for everything to work out and to get to the point and achieve what you want to achieve in the games. That It sounds like this is a more abstract game versus the concrete games that too many other video and computer toy games are.
Yeah, it's not a mind-numbing game. This is like, it's teaching kids how to have patience, how to focus, how to concentrate. It's interesting to see from person to person who picks up quicker. Some people get it straight away, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I got this, and they can control the holograms. Other people, you know, they're scattered brain or whatever, and it just takes them a little bit longer to calm down, focus, and be able to play the game.
Of course, the twisted part of me starts to think, too, you know, what if you come home after a night of maybe having a few adult beverages and try this game? Think of the fun that could prove.
Does that make it easier, make it harder? That's a good,
Or you can make Yoda do some freaky things if you're thinking the right way. Do we know how long was this in development? This doesn't sound like I got an idea, and the next day the engineer came back and said, here it is.
The engineering, yeah, it was years, and it's like, it's kind of incredible technology. You know, when you tell somebody, it's like, it's a game that's controlled by your mind, and it's like, well, wait a minute, how does that work? And it's not, you know, some games will trick you into thinking you're controlling it, where it's a pre-program and, you know, it's more of an illusion that you're controlling the game. This one, it's real science. You're actually controlling it with how hard you concentrate, how many, you know, brain waves that you can create by concentrating.
We've come a long way in science and toys from those Radio Shack kits we used to get when you would thread wires together to make a door buzzer or a fire alarm.
Right.
Remember those things?
All the simple little things you can put together. Yeah, this is advanced stuff. And it's a very smart toy because it's not just a toy you're giving your kid and they're going off and playing and not really learning anything. This, you know, has some basic science behind it that they're learning.
We have a time with Tori Belaichi about new toy from Uncle Milton Toy Company, the Force Trainer 2. You'll learn more about it at StarWarsScience.com. More importantly, you can get it through that way if your local toy store or department store doesn't have it. UncleMilton.com, ToriBelaichi.com. Tori, of course, is the host of Travel Channel's Thrill Factor as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The whole idea with this toy, too, it's like, what I said in the introduction, what's next? If someone gets into this network, and you said there are the updates and the apps that can be downloaded, to get on the inside of something like this fast, I mean, the consumer is really going to be on the cusp of what's next in the world of toys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is just the beginning. Like right now, you're controlling holograms in the Star Wars world. You know, the next toy is going to be you're going to be controlling droids. You know, actual physical droids going around your kitchen. This technology is amazing, and I think we're going to see more and more of this kind of gameplay in the new toys to get kids excited. You know, the whole idea around STEM is to get kids excited about engineering and science, and these toys are going to kind of set up this young generation to be the leaders of our next generation.
And certainly from the industry you came from, where technology has been at the forefront with so much of what we see in film and in TV and online production now, it's an avenue, too, for kids to say, gee, this is kind of cool. I think I'll do that for a career.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like science fiction and movies and all these, you know, toys, these imaginative, you know, arenas get kids thinking about, wait, so we can imagine this technology. Let's figure out a way to actually build this technology. You know, and you're taking that science fiction and turning it into science fact, and that's huge.
Well, if you listening and no doubt still doing your Christmas shopping, if you want a toy with the wow factor, you're not going to get more of a wow than the Force Trainer 2. StarWarsScience.com is where you can learn more about it and get it.
Remember to let your kids play with it.
Parents, play nice, play fair, and... You know, just to, you know, let the kids have a chance to have, because kids are vengeful and they'll get back at you. We know that for a fact, too. So learn more about the Force Trainer 2 at StarWarsScience.com. It's by Uncle Milton Toy Company, which is UncleMilton.com. Find it at a local store near you or through the online, the website, StarWarsScience.com. Keep on top of what Tori's up to, along with this Travel Channel show, Thrill Factor, at ToriBelaichi.com. Tori, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.